All right, so it is May the 4th. It is time to celebrate Star Wars, and all these media outlets are saying, hey, Star Wars is in a very bad place right now.
You're allowed to say that now?
Yeah, we're allowed to say it now. We can say the quiet part out loud. So we're going to talk about some of these articles coming out today for May the 4th. We've got Forbes. This May the 4th, Disney's Star Wars is in a bad place with one exception. We've got The Wrap. Disney retcons at Star Wars Land, but does that actually fix anything? We've got them not putting any of the sequel characters on the May the 4th poster, which is a very unusual choice.
Yep. We also have that they looked into what was streamed last year for May the 4th in 2025, and none of it was the sequel trilogy.
Yeah. So, look, I think to most fans, except for the Raylos, I think the sequel trilogy is basically dead. And, we have Dave Filoni in charge now of Star Wars. But it feels like everyone is kind of moving on. I don't know if they can fix it. I just think it's kind of funny that, you know, to celebrate May the 4th, we're basically just scraping that Disney Star Wars off the bottom of our boot and moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, you'll get a woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello. She's have COVID.
Yeah, we have COVID again. This is like the third time.
Well, second, I thought. Anyway, oh, for you, it's a third.
For me, yeah, second time I had it, I didn't even know I had it. Geeky
is
not
get it.
She's not doing too good today, so bear with her.
No, I just can't talk. Anyway.
But she can feel. She can rage.
I can use the force.
She can use the force.
I can feel it flowing through me along with a lot of snot. That's a whole other story.
Ew. Okay, so anyway, if you guys want to help support the channel, go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. That's more, more.clownfishtv.com. TV.com for less than the cost of one super chat. You can help support the channel. You get paywalled content. We're going to be moving more stuff over there. We've got some geeky rants over there when she could talk. All right. So I think we're going to go out to this Variety article you sent over talking about Nielsen and what the most streamed Star Wars is right now.
Mm-hmm. And well, it was not in 2025. Yes.
In 2025, but it's not the sequels.
Nope. Not at all. It's not The Acolyte either.
No, look at that. So Nielsen has shared some insights into people's viewing habits around the beloved franchise, which shows that it remains incredibly popular 50 years after it began. Okay. Per Nielsen data, U.S. viewers viewed 33 billion minutes, 550 million hours of Star Wars across linear TV and streaming in 2025.
Okay, go down. It'll tell you what it was. It says that in this time frame, 44.2% were made up of watching the movies, 38.9% were the live action shows. A New Hope was the most viewed title, followed by The Phantom Menace and then Rogue One. So one Disney one in there, I guess.
Yeah, but Rogue One, I mean, that one I'll give a pass to because I think it's actually pretty good, and it's something George Lucas probably would have done himself. Andor was the most viewed live-action series with 7.4 billion minutes, boosted by the fact the show released its highly anticipated second season between...
I was going to say, it released last year, so yes, of course.
Let's see here. Andor, Skeleton Crew, and The Mandalorian were the most viewed shows, not... The Acolyte, not Obi-Wan, not Boba Fett.
I'm surprised Skeleton Crew's on there, other than the fact that it came out last year, too. So some of these shows came out last year, yeah.
Nielsen also broke down data for May the 4th, 2025, during which fans viewed 637 million minutes or 10.6 million hours of Star Wars.
Isn't that great for a Star Wars day?
Not really. Andor was the most viewed Star Wars title. Again, not surprising, given it was released. New episodes were released at that time. Let's see. It was followed by A New Hope, Phantom Menace, Empire Strikes Back, and Revenge of the Sith. The full top 10 from Star Wars Day 2025 can be seen below. So yeah, Andor, New Hope, Phantom Menace, which is surprising, Empire Strikes Back, Revenge of the Sith, then Attack of the Clones, Return of the Jedi, Rogue One, number 8, Tales of the Underworld, and then Clone Wars. And no sequel trilogy stuff.
Nope.
Nothing. So that's interesting. Finally, Nielsen broke down what Star Wars content is the most popular by age group for the first quarter of 2026. The Mandalorian is the most popular among Gen Alpha and Baby Boomers, while Gen Z is into the animated series The Clone Wars. Millennials and Gen X enjoyed Andor the most.
Well, you know what's interesting, though? That's because it's new. Millennials and a lot of the older people have already seen the other movies. Was they were asking younger people if they were interested in The Mandalorian, Grogu, and Star Wars, and they have no interest in it. They don't care. They'd rather go watch Project Hail Mary.
Yeah, it's like, I know that they're trying to do some damage control for this. I'm going to be honest. I don't know how the Mandalorian's going to do, but I do know that they're doing a lot of kind of preemptive damage control with it. And it's the most anticipated. I'm like, yeah, the box office isn't looking too good for this one.
Oh, yes. No, I forgot to tell you that Rotten Tomatoes today put out The results are in, guys. We did a poll of our fans, and for May, The Mandalorian and Grogu was our most anticipated movie. I'm like, for May, on a 4-day weekend in May. I'm like, are you effing kidding me?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the only other one that was coming out that really had to say a similar demographic would have been maybe Mortal Kombat. And so, of course, if you with your people that are being you're polling, they're going to pick the one big movie of the month. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. And at that point, Devil Wears Prada already came out.
So speaking of Mortal Kombat, we watched the 2021 one over the weekend. I hadn't seen it yet, and we're sick in bed. I'm like, fine, let's watch Mortal Kombat. So we watched Mortal Kombat 1, and I'm like, God, this movie's awful. It's not good.
Oh, it was terrible. I would never pay to see that.
I mean, even compared to the 90s one, I mean, it was like so far removed from the games, and everything was like out of order. Like, this doesn't make any damn sense. But yeah, we're still going to go see 2 because it looks like, actually looks like Mortal Kombat, but the first one was not good.
No, I would never pay it. I would never watch that again.
No, but I'd watch 90s one on loop forever. I mean, it's really good.
It's hokey, but it's supposed to be.
It's hokey, but it's good, right? Anyway, let's talk about this. So we've got, you know, people rejecting the sequel trilogy on Disney Plus, right? And we've got them not using any sequel trilogy characters in the May the 4th Be With You.
This reminds me of the Thanksgiving picture from Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, where they cut out the 2016 people, like, lost their shit.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, so Pimp Master Broda is actually right here. He said, I told folks you were not going to see the sequels decanonized by Disney. They're not going to acknowledge they made a mistake.
That's right. Disney never acknowledges mistakes.
But what you will see is the same thing they did to Willow when it was not only failed, but the merch wasn't even moving. A complete unpersoning of it very slowly. Mentions of it start getting removed. It's not on Disney Plus one day. The official merch for the sequels is slowly removed from the official sites and parks. It's never officially talked about, and the subject changes when the media fans question it. All future merch and events don't feature sequel content. I have to wonder, does this have something to do with why they didn't do the Kylo Ren movie? Because they brought dead, like, they're talking about, you know, the Darth Maul series. I'm like, they brought dead characters back before. Darth Maul literally got cut in half.
Yeah.
And he has his own show. Like, you could totally bring Kylo Ren back. And I might, or they just like, you know what, let's just forget all about the sequels. Let's not even go there. Let's just pretend it didn't happen.
Well, the Rey movie, you aren't hearing anything else about that, are you?
I don't think we're going to get a Rey movie. I mean, that's my personal opinion. I think now Kathleen Kennedy's gone. Yeah, I think that was her pet project, and she's gone, and I don't think we're going to get one.
I mean, I don't know why they didn't get rid of her sooner. I mean, truth is, I would love a job where you can fuck up that badly, and you still get to keep your job.
I do it every day.
Yeah,
but I don't know, man. It's not looking too good. So let's talk about this is Forbes, same thing. This May the 4th, Disney Star Wars is in a bad place with one exception. And they're talking about how it's really not good. They said, once again, marking the International Star Wars Holiday, May the 4th, as in May the 4th be with you. But these days, there's not a whole lot to celebrate as the Kathleen Kennedy tenure ends. Dave Filoni's reign begins. Well, that may change. This is probably the worst place Disney Star Wars has been since the megacorp bought the IP.
Oh, this is the worst place. I think they've been in, it's been bad for a while. This is, you know, this is just a result of bad choices. It's been a bad place for a long time. I wouldn't say this is the worst place now. It's been really, really bad for a while.
I would say The Last Jedi definitely broke the fandom and broke Star Wars as guaranteed money in the bank always. And so they're talking about The Mandalorian and Grogu, and they said, yeah, it's tracking lower than Solo. It remains confusing as to why this project exists at all, instead of The Mandalorian simply ending as a series like it was originally supposed to. There are even scripts for that. Future movies, Disney has concocted and canceled so many movies, nobody knows what the hell is going on with any of them.
How many announcements do we get? And it was like, they disappeared.
The thing that kills me, though, is like, you know, I wasn't a fan of The Last Jedi, but the episode 9 they were going to do that kind of just picked up the pieces and ran with it, the Colin Trevorrow version, instead of trying to like undo everything from the last movie, actually made a lot of sense and would have made things better. But yeah, there's another one, that creative differences. Disney Plus shows, they kind of all suck except for a couple. So the one bright spot is the Darth Maul show. So
there you go.
He was dead. They brought him back. So that's Forbes. And now we've got the wrap. So these are all, so this is what blows my mind. A couple of years ago, if you were critical of Star Wars at all, if you were critical of Disney Star Wars at all, you were a literal Nazi, literal, like a homophobe, bigot.
I was an internalized misogynist and called the C word in Spanish.
Yeah.
I didn't like Rey.
And now we've got all the mainstream media outlets turning on Star Wars, turning on Disney. And, you know, it's like, hate to say I told you so, but we told you so.
Yeah, we did.
So Disney, this has come from the wrap. Disney retconned at Star Wars Land. Does that actually fix anything? This is, talking about the theme parks, and they're so desperate they had to bring the classic characters back. And they said a big reason they did that was people would go complain the front desk at Disney parks, which is about the only thing that works, actually. You have to go to Disney because they want to know you're a paying customer. Go to Disney, fill out a little paper, and tell them what your complaints are. And everybody wanted Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Han Solo.
Yeah, but it's still not over in Florida yet. It's just in California.
No.
And it's really stupid because that was the plan. The plan was to do the original trilogy. And then Kathleen Kennedy and Bob Iger decided to change it. And it has not gone well. And the number one demand has been the original trilogy stuff. And since they've done that, Disneyland, people are all excited again.
So this kind of, just kind of takes us through everything we've talked about for years. That, originally Galaxy's Edge was supposed to be original trilogy, and they talked about, all the plans for it to have, aliens and droids and interactivity and all that. But they said when the land finally opened almost 4 years later, much of what was discussed was not present in the lands. There was one built at Disneyland and Hollywood Studios, the victim of budget cuts related to cost overruns and 11th hour second guessing. Well, the second guessing was to turn it into sequel trilogy era shit because The Force Awakens did well. And they shouldn't have done that. Live entertainment, evidenced by the many catwalks and precipices on the land, was cut at the last minute. Although a version of the finale show that would have been put on at the end of each day was staged exactly twice, once during the private opening night festivities at Disneyland, and again the fall of 2024 for a Make-A-Wish event. So they were going to have like a big live action show every day, and they cut that too.
Is that what they were using? They had the drones, like X-Wings. And they only ran them for the opening. Did they really get to use them?
That's what I think it was,
other things, and then they decided not to. I think they're at Smithsonian or something now.
Slow-moving attraction where guests would board giant bantha-like beasts for a tour of the land was also planned, but the attraction was canceled.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
Yeah, they were going to have a third attraction. The walk-around creatures and droids trumpeted by Iger and an immersive dinner theater experience were similarly shelved, even after Disney had released elaborate concept art. Instead, they paywalled it. With the stupid hotel.
And then they charged so much, people couldn't afford it anyway.
Instead of John Williams' musical score from the films, land featured a complex soundscape of creatures grunting, spaceships taking off and landing in alien gibberish. They said, there was a droid building and the making the lightsaber and all that shit. But they said it was terrible.
Well, it was interesting because they mentioned in this article somewhere about Scott Trowbridge, and I guess he used to work at Universal on the Harry Potter stuff. But the thing is, he should have known better then. He should have known, like, there's a difference between being in the world and, like, making it your own story. Because not everybody wants to flip and LARP. They don't want to go and have to put the effort into it. And if you want to, you can still go to these locations and LARP if you want to. But if you want to, people just want to go and be presented with a story or presented with what they know. They're there because they're excited about the franchise. They don't want to go there and make up their own adventure.
Yeah, and that was it. And they said that they were so fed up with it, they were actually going to customer service, guest relations,
sure they were.
Complaining like it's Star Wars Land. Where's Darth Vader? I mean, that's like literally the dumbest shit ever. This is right up there with
Disney. Everything Disney's done with Star Wars has literally been the dumbest shit ever.
But it is kind of wild to see the about face that they're doing, and we know that Josh D'Amaro was at Lucasfilm, and I gotta wonder if. The mandate isn't like, let's fix Star Wars. How do we do that?
I don't know if they can either. Even talking about how they probably can't at this point in time. You guys have to let it rest and you're not going to. I don't know how you can fix it. I mean, good first step is converting it back to original trilogy because that's what you should have done to begin with. But other than that, I don't want to tell you.
Don't let Disney buy your stuff, basically. Everything they touch turns to shit. They have like the opposite of the Midas touch.
They don't understand.
The feces touch.
They don't understand what, makes things work. They don't understand what makes them great. They keep wanting to do things their way. Even their own stuff doesn't work anymore. And then they want to put their fingers up all over everything else and make it the Disney way. It doesn't work. If it was, If they liked your shit, they would have gone and watched your stuff. If they liked your Star Wars, they would have watched more of the black hole. But they didn't.
Well, the only black hole they're watching now is watching all the money get sucked into it. Because
well, I thought you should have made the joke about the box of mouse shit. But, you know, usually you throw that stuff away.
Okay. Are we going to wrap this up?
Yes.
All right. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.